I'd like to say of a vart that was especially chaviv to me, and agav chavivusa, I'd like to share it with Eilam. The reason why this vart is chaviv to me specifically is because there's a chavivus yaseir neidas to me for those inyanim that the two chalkei Torah, the chalik of Nigla and the chalik of Halach and Agada, we'll call it, somehow come together. And it requires a certain personage of godless that the two act in consonance with each other in a way that was ever liminal there, and it becomes a much richer, much multidimensional understanding when it includes both elements. Therefore, I'd like to say over a word from the Chiddush HaRim I saw this year. The Chiddush HaRim was a giant who was a giant in both worlds, a giant in the world of Halacha and a giant in the world of Agada. And this word is exactly fits that Metzius. He talks about the Rambam that says that tshuva is not called tshuva until the Yodea Talumas will be made on him, Shalyosub Lekisloid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows in everybody's heart inside out, will be able to testify about him that he'll never do bad again. That sets the bar so high that we really, really wonder if we ever will do tshuva. It's extraordinary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say this. So where does it leave us? That's a real problem. That's the problem that he presents. So he gives the following solution. He says, what is the reason why you need to have that type of that level that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you'll never do it again? I mean, the person is sincere about regretting what he did. He's being a Kabul. And maybe at some point later on, it'll come back again. But it's not an insincerity. It's not as if he means to break it in any way. And he's made some reasonable progress. So what's the demand? So he compares it to a halacha in Baba Kama. The halacha is that if a person... The Rambam says, going back a second to tshuva, the Rambam says that tshuva, in many places he alludes the fact that tshuva works because it's not the same person that was. So the Rambam says it's the derech of Bali tshuva that they change their names, saying, I'm not the same person I was, changed the begodim. There's a constant theme of becoming a different person. So Chiddush HaRim says that that's parallel to a halacha in Baba Kama Merubah, which we're learning now, of shinui. Shinui koine. Shinui means in the Torah recognizes that when something becomes a totally different entity, when something metamorphosized into something different, it no longer is the old object. It's no gear fast and zone, it's the gear for gzela. You don't have to give back the same object that you stole because it's not the same object. You can't force the owner to take it back because it's no longer the same object, and so on. So he says, just like in Shinui, there's a halacha that Shinui HaChoyzel HaBriyosai is not valid, meaning if I change something, but that change can be undone, then I look at it not as a change but as a rearrangement, and it's called shina chayze biyasa. So for instance, if I wove together yarn that I stole, if it's a type of weave that I can undo and get back the yarn, that's not called a real shina, and it doesn't work. So the Rambam says, so the Chishim says, the same way the Rambam understood by tshuva, if tshuva works because of a shinui, because the person is changed, he's different, he's not the same person, so it stands to reason that a shinui won't be a shinui. But, he says, The Gemara says that midoraisa, this is true. It says the Rabbanan said that even if it's a shinach hazabiyasai, it still works that you don't have to give back the original object and you can just pay money for it. An example for it would be if somebody stole a beam of wood and he built an extension to his house, put the beam and put roofing on the beam. So he could take it off. He could take off the roofing and take off the beam and give it back. And that's midoraisa, what he has to do. But Chachamim saw that it's going to be very difficult for people to do that. And people will just not own up to the fact that they stole, and they will not return it. So they made a takana and they said that in order to encourage people to give back the stuff, that you don't have to give back the original beam, you can just pay for it. So shinui she'ein chazer b'yosei, the Rabbanan said, works. And the Gemara calls that takanas hashavim, the takana for the people who are trying to do tshuva. So in the Gemara itself, it's talking about people trying to tshuva specifically by gzela, that that if a person is trying to give back gzela by making it too hard, he won't do it. So even in a shinach that's chayza b'yosei, it still works because takanas hashavim. So Rishon says conceptually, midoraisa, the Rambam is telling us what it midoraisa, how tshuva has to look. That has to be something that's a shinui sheina choyza. Shina choyza lebiyosa is not good. But the Chachamim made a takonas hashavim, that even a shina choyza lebiyosa will work also. The svar took me so much because it's only somebody who, we're learning meruba now, and we're holding by this sugya, and only somebody who has merubah in his head and yakip in his heart could come up with this tzir of advarim. This special chavivas that I wanted to share with the Olam.